It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the final 22 teams have made their way down to Orlando and are ready to get back out on the court. While the ending of this year's basketball season will be different than years past, there will not be a shortage of excitement, and there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the top-rated sportsbook app. So to celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. You bet $20 to win $100 on any team of your choosing. So taking advantage of this offer is easy. All you have to do is sign up and navigate to the promotions tab within the app. So go to your phone, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, and make sure you use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all users get a special odds boost, betting $20 to win $100 on any team of your choosing. That's code KSN. Boost your odds. $20 to win $100. That's a great deal, and it's only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Dustin, I am not even going to ask you how you're doing because I'm afraid of the answer. We're just going to get right into our segment. We talked about it in quarter number one, that wide receiver Caden Saunders from Ohio committed to Penn State last week. And so that we're using that as a segue to talk about the wide receiver room at Penn State, where it is now, where it's headed. And let me just go over this real quick with you. There are five players returning to the position this year. Daniel George, Cam Sullivan Brown, Jahan Dotson, TJ Jones, and John Dunmore. And by the way, they are all eligible even beyond the year 2020. I believe starting with the returning players, Jahan Dotson is probably the only given in this group, and which leaves four more players returning. What do you expect to see from that group?
Yeah, and I think that's my general point is that I don't think anybody really knows what to expect from that group. Between, you know, the two redshirt freshmen who you can be excited about them, you know, TJ Jones being listed ahead of John Dunmore was one of the most curious things of the spring depth chart that Penn State put out. And I don't think you do that without some thought into that. So that'll be an interesting competition between those guys. And then you look at, you know, Daniel George, who I think there were some opportunities last year, but he just wasn't ready for them as a redshirt freshman. You know, he's a former four-star. I think there's a lot to be excited about for him, but there's still some unknowns to his game. I thought, for example, with him going down from 220 to 210 was a significant development, because I think that will allow him to be a little bit less stiff, a little bit more athletic. He's a very good, well-rounded athlete. He is a good candidate to be a number two wide receiver. The question is, he wasn't really ready for that last year. Who was really ready for that number three job last year? Nobody was. So you hope that he can leverage that experience into a bigger role and be ready to be the number two. But that's, you know, that's something that you're asking him to do that he hasn't done before. Jahan Dotson, you're asking him to do something he's never done before, which is kind of escape from the shadows and be that number one wide receiver. I think he's ready for that too, but we have to see that unfold on the field. So, you know, Cam Sullivan Brown, I hate to call him an afterthought at this point, but, you know, he is a redshirt junior now. He was considering a transfer last year. That didn't happen. Doesn't seem like he's improved his position a whole lot. So I think he might be a good depth guy. I don't know that he's, you know, the ready for primetime guy. We'll see about that too. But the whole point to me is of the wide receivers is that this could go in any number of directions. Guys who are arriving from the 2020 class, there are five of them. have as wide open a depth chart as you can imagine. And it's not even factoring in that Taylor Stubblefield is in his first year as wide receivers coach. So the leadership at that position is brand new. Like everything is new. And I think all bets are off right now. You have a general structure for what your expectations should be. But I think training camp, if or when, or, you know, however that takes shape for 2020, will go a long way toward determining who's playing which spot.
Now, you mentioned a new wide receiver coach in it, but it's also a new offensive coordinator coming in. So it's a bit of a clean slate for all of these players. I mentioned the five players that are returning. As you mentioned, Dustin, there's five new ones coming on board this year. Keandre Lambert, Jaden Daunton, Parker Washington, Malik Mega, and Norval Black. So all of a sudden, there's going to be 10 receivers in that room with at least two of the three starting positions wide open for anybody to step up, correct? Even the incoming freshmen could be the ones that step up.
Yeah, I mean, this environment for them to come in is a good one because nothing is established. Truly, nothing is established. Jahan Dotson is the closest thing to established, and I don't think anybody's coming for his spot, but there, it's not outside the realm of possibility that that any other spot can be claimed by anybody else. So if you're a freshman, this is a very good time to arrive, and they've got a variety of freshmen coming in. Keandre Lambert-Smith, I think, is the highest ceiling of them all, a very explosive athlete, and I think that that could be something that factors in, even if it's not this summer, as the season goes on, that's something that he might make his claim. Jahan Dotson did something similar. Jahan Dotson arrived that summer of his freshman year, which really defied the odds and burned his red shirt. I think Keandre Lambert-Smith, to me, the more I think about it, the more I feel like he's going to burn his red shirt. He got here in January, but you know, in most years that would be a big advantage, and this year not so much, just because everybody went their separate directions this spring anyway, and there was no spring football. But he's a really good player, really, really good athlete, and I think he's going to be an exciting player for years to come. Future starter, I think. I'm a big fan of Parker Washington coming in. Malik Mega is raw coming from Canada, but you know, look at that size speed profile of his, and that is really impressive. Runs a sub 4.5 in the 40 already, 6.4, you know, you're going to see him be in that 6.4, 215, 220 range and running that blazing speed. That's going to be a factor at some point in time. So I think they've got a really nice mix of guys coming in 2020 also, where I think we could be having a totally different conversation about this entire depth chart come this time next year.
Well, what it does feel like is they're throwing numbers at the problem, all right? Again, Jahan Dotson is the one we're calling given on this group. But that leaves you nine different players that I'm not sure we have a good handle on any of them. Obviously, the five incoming freshmen, we know very little about them. But also, the four upperclassmen coming back. So you're going to have these 10 guys, you know, vying for playing time this season. And again, none of them are out of eligibility for 2021. And you're adding in at least Lonnie White and Liam Clifford to that room. So you already, for the 2021 season, you're going to have 12 players in that room, barring any transfers. That seems like a lot of bodies there, Dustin. Yeah. How do you sort them out?
Well, I mean, and I think it's fair to wonder if you're a fan, you know, is there this much quantity but not enough quality? Do you have the right wide receivers coming in? And to your point, it's hard to imagine that all these guys will be back for 2021. In some way or another. Cam Sullivan Brown, maybe he is a grad transfer candidate. If his role doesn't materialize and he isn't somebody who plays a lot of snaps, I can't believe that he'll be back for another year when he might be able to transfer and get eligibility right away. You know, the beauty of the spot, though, I guess, is that you can have five or six guys all get some playing time there. You can cycle all of them in if you really want to. And that seems like, you know, that was a philosophy that seemed to be in play whenever Joe Moorhead was here. That is a philosophy that was in play for, through Ricky Ronnie. And now they transition away from those guys into a new offensive coordinator, Kirk Ciarrocca. It seems like a philosophy. Let's get a bunch of them, you know, and see where the chips fall. We can technically play 4, 5, or 6 of these guys at a time. You can go out of your way to cycle guys in to get them experience and all that. So I think you're going to see, you know, this year, you know, probably even more so than others, you're going to see 5 or 6 players used in that rotation just for this reason. Let's get them experienced. Let's start to let these dominoes fall wherever they're going to fall and see what we have moving forward. I think that I do think to answer my own question, I guess, I do think that they have a lot of the right pieces. But development here, you know, you don't just step onto campus and be a number one wide receiver. You need some playing time for that. And I think they're going to make sure that all these guys get some.
There's always the unintended consequences to certain decisions. Now, we know with the pandemic, they decided conference play only. The downside to that with young, inexperienced players is they can't get their experience against a Kent State or a San Jose State, those early games that could have been a proving ground for some of the younger players. So that's lost. So they're going to have to step up right in conference play right away. Dustin, even going for a little bit further, I mentioned in segment number one that having Lonnie White and Liam Clifford on board already for the 2021 class, theoretically, we're going to go from 10 wide receivers to 12 in the 2021 season. How much effect does that have? And adding in Saunders, who just committed for the 2022 class, do you think they're less likely to push for another wide receiver in the current 2021 class because of this?
I don't see the urgency in doing that. I understand the mass approach, whether that's for probability sake or whether that's because you intend to use all of them. You need a lot of wide receivers. I don't see the urgency in 2021 to go force the issue with anybody else. If Lonnie White Jr. is a wide receiver, Liam Clifford is a wide receiver, I think you can be done in the 2021 class and be just fine as far as your numbers go and as far as the timing of your numbers too. Maybe in 2022, they get a few more.
Exactly. I'm in agreement with you on that, Dustin. All right. That is it for quarter number two. Stick around. In quarter number three, we're going to play some buy or sell.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The final 22 teams are ready to get back out on the court. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app to get in on the action and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.